Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers and our Kansas dairy industry concerning the K-State Dairy Days in Seneca on Tuesday, February 17th and February 18th down at our Whiteside location. We're going to spend a little bit of time looking at New World Screwworm. Dr. Cassandra Olds will be talking about the biology, life cycle, and control of the New World Screwworm. And we're also going to invite a couple of our vets with the Department of Animal Health here in Kansas to talk about the potential impact on animal movements here in the state. Some other things we're going to do is we're going to do our normal updates on some of the research that's been going on here at Kansas State University. We're going to have a presentation from one of our grad students concerning the characterization and feeding value of various sorghum silage varieties that we've been looking at in terms of dairy cattle nutrition. Also, we're going to have some updates on reproductive type topics. Going to have a student talk about the effect of estrus expression on fertility in lactating dairy cows used as embryo recipients. And we're also going to have another presentation that looks at advances in estrus synchronization program for dairy heifers. And we're also going to look at what we're doing here at K-State in terms of renovations in our processing plant and dairy bar, as well as some plans for our K-State dairy. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.